Lovely morning, bright side afternoon, great evening. Welcome to my new podcast, Early 7 Ola. Hope you had a wonderful Sunday. Hope your weekend was great. Hope your weekend was cool, wonderful. And what else could I say? It's been longer. It's been quite a while I did a podcast. Not for any unforeseen circumstances, but there are times we just need to take a little break and refresh our memory, refresh our brains, relax, and then gain new insight. Welcome on board today. I'll be talking about anger. I'll be talking about bitterness and resentment. The trio might be linked as one, depending on the individual. But to me, they are not the same. Anger is quite different from bitterness. Bitterness is different from resentment. When we talk of anger, we are talking about displeasure. We're talking about hostility, antagonism, which has the urge to harm an individual, resulting from past misdeed, mischief, or whatever could have aroused the anger. The urge is a strong desire which does not let an individual to let go. When we talk of antagonism, we talk of natural dislike or hate. Or we talk about antipathy, which is feeling of dislike. There are instances when you see an individual for the very first time, you just hate them, you dislike them, they feel disgusting to you, not for any mistake or anything that has been done to you. They just feel they don't like you. That is anger. Now, when we talk of bitterness, bitterness is a bitter experience which leads to hatred. Hatred is quite different from anger. When you hate an individual, you do not want to see them in sight. You do not want to see them around you. You do not want to hear anything about them. You do not want to have any feelings about them. You do not want to associate with them. That is what we call bitterness. When you think of resentment on its part is a feeling of anger or displeasure, which is a self-righteous disgust towards an individual. When we look at the three, we see that bitterness is quite, let me say, is it nearer to resentment? Because they all bring about disgust, about anger. The three goes hand in hand, as it can be said. But the most painful part of it is resentment. Why did I say resentment? On the part of resentment, any individual experiencing resentment will often feel a complex variety of emotions, which includes anger, disappointment, bitterness, and hard feeling. You feel disappointed about an individual way of life or what that individual has done to you. You feel downcast, you feel, what do I say? You feel a kind of way within you that I'm not expecting this to have happened from this certain individual, because you have placed the individual in an higher position. Let me say in a higher position that you did not expect that the person would descend so low to ridicule him or herself. That is resentment. Resentment is usually being triggered in relationship with people who always insist on being right all the time. You just feel that hatred, that bitterness in you, because they have this superiority complex. That is, whatever they say, whatever they do is always right. Whatever the other party does, they tend to make that other party inferior in life. They always take advantage of other individuals every time. And this brings about resentment, because the other party will look at it and say, with everything I've been striving, with every pressure I have withstand, I'm still being ridiculed, I'm still being brought low, I'm not giving recognition, I'm not being motivated. And they tend to have this bitter feeling which cannot be erased, which cannot be removed at any point in time. Resentment is also an uncomfortable feeling which could lead to detrimental impact on an individual's life, because the individual will feel, I amount to nothing. I am nobody. Everything I do is not being recognized. Everything I tend to put forward is not being accepted. So they feel bitter each and every time. And because of this, the individual is being forced to accept things that they do not like on their own. They might not like to go to a certain place, but because they feel the other party might think otherwise, and there's resentment, and they are being forced or coerced into doing those things, they do it out of the will that, let me just please this individual. Whereas there is bitterness in the heart of that individual doing it. They just want a situation whereby there will be peace. The environment will be peaceful, because they do not want arguments, they do not want quarrels, they do not want anything that would lead to fight or degenerate to a situation whereby they will be brought low. So they accept at that moment with the intention that, well, within a few minutes, a few seconds, few hours, or probably days, weeks, months, or years, everything will come to an end one day and I will be relieved. But will that erase the bitterness? No. According to therapists, there are three ways in which we could look at resentment. And the three are: one, there is persistent anger. There is unfair treatment. And there is dwelling on upsetting experience. When we talk of persistent anger is a situation whereby there has been an offense, there has been a quarrel or a particular thing the individual has done which cannot be erased, which each time they see that individual or they remember that situation or circumstance that led to the problem, the anger within them boils to, should I say, 100 degrees centigrade or even more than if there is anything. And at that point in time, at that moment, at that minute, at that hour, they could do an undo. They could unleash anything because the anger is there. It's an anger that cannot be erased because it comes in, year out, day in, day out, week in, week out, let me say month in, month out. Each time they see that person and they